We will now go ahead and begin our post-race media availabilities for the GEICO 500. We are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Alan Gustafson. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Please raise your hand, and we will get a microphone over to you as soon as possible. We'll start right down here in the front with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, SpeedSport Magazine, two for you, Alan. First, all the drivers have been talking about it the last little bit, that the Chevy teams were all in today on the working together and making sure that somebody from the bow ties got to victory lane. But with a package as crazy as this was, how tough was that, you know, from your seat watching it, to actually pull off the way that they did at the end?
Yeah, you know, orchestrating it and the communication up front and laying out the plan was the majority of the hard work. The execution today was just, you know, staying calm and sticking to our guns and staying committed to the cause. And fortunately, everybody did that, and it worked really, really well. And the plan went, you know, really pretty much how we laid it out. So, you don't get those all the time, so we'll certainly take it, and proud of everybody, you know, at Chevrolet and all of the Chevrolet team members. And, you know, we needed to win this. We needed to consolidate our efforts, and we needed to you know, break the streak that one of our rivals has here.
And now with what Chase has done, I mean, he's got basically the last 2 years been carrying the banner for this Hendrick team. How have you seen him grow, and you know, what does a win like this do for you guys as a team going forward?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a good points day and you know, a solid effort, and you know, it's what we do this for, is to win, and really proud of that. Happy for Chevrolet. I'm happy for Mr. Hendrick, obviously happy for Chase, and really happy for the guys on the team. They've worked really, really hard and you know, really haven't had the results to pay off their efforts, and just thinking back to the years, we've been so close to winning one of these restrictor plate races for so long and just never been able to do it. So really happy for them that we were able to get that done today.
We'll go down to the front to Bob, and then we'll go up to the press box.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. The next two races are Dover and Kansas. You won both of those last year, so I'm curious, did you have a better feeling of a potential win going into today or in the 2 weeks after today?
That's a good question. I would, you know, probably of the three, I was most looking forward to Dover. I don't know if that's just because I like the track and like to go there and race at it, or, you know, typically, you know, besides the win, we have a, you know, pretty good track record there. So, I was looking forward to getting to Dover. I was looking forward to coming here, but, you know, I mean, it's just, you get a little beat down after, you know, doing it for so long and not getting the results and, you know, how fickle it can be. So certainly don't want to say I wasn't looking forward to coming here, but, you know, you certainly, you're a bit cautious with your expectations, because this place can bite you in a second.
We'll go up to the press box. You guys can go ahead and ask your question. Okay. We'll go to the back to Matt Weaver.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. You've had the opportunity to work with Eddie DeHaan as the spotter dating back to Jeff, and that's carried over to Chase as well. And just being able to monitor that relationship as Chase has progressed as a plate driver, and how much he's taken on kind of a leadership role in getting Chase to be a better plate-style driver. But from your standpoint, what has it been like to have Eddie take on that leadership role for here in Daytona?
Well, you know, I love Eddie. He's a great friend of mine, and we've worked together for a long time now. I don't really, be honest with you, know how many years, and we have a great relationship, and we work well together. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that I want to – accolade I want to give Eddie is, you know, he really had a good cadence and a good kind of – plan or mode of execution, the way he did his job with Jeff worked out. And then when we got Chase wanted something completely different, and Eddie had to adjust what he did to supply Chase with what he needed, and it's significantly different. And that's not an easy thing to do when you've done this for a long time and you have your system kind of worked out. And he was able to adapt to what Chase needed, and I think that really helped Chase get comfortable and get confident and be in a position to be successful. And we've had really good success with Chase on these tracks. And Chase is a really good plate racer. He's been a good plate racer since the day I started working with him. So, Eddie's a great team member and a true friend, and really happy for him, to win today also.
We'll go over to the right to Jim Utter.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Alan, regardless of the Chevrolet plan, if the race had stayed green, were you fully prepared to see Alex give it a shot? And how did you think you guys were positioned to hold him off if it stayed green?
Absolutely. I mean, you kind of knew it was coming, and he was going to need some help behind him, and I don't know how much he was going to get. I'm certainly he was going to form a plan, and I think in those situations, you have to have a big enough run that the leader can't block, and that was going to be the key, so we certainly were going to try to block it. Certainly he was going to throw it. I'd like to believe that it would have ended up with one of the two of us winning, but who knows? could have both been wrecked. So it's just part of it.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Alan, obviously a lot of communication with Chevy and the teams this week to work together. What was it like to sit in those type of meetings? I guess there were meetings with you guys, with drivers, with spotters. I mean, it sounded like there was a lot of conversation, and I don't think that's something that you guys have had to this degree maybe before.
No, you're correct. We've tried before to very little success. There certainly wasn't as much effort as we have had over the last few weeks. And, I think Jim Campbell deserves a lot of credit for stepping up and facilitating it all and drawing the box of guidelines that we're going to have to work in. And then everybody quickly agreed to that and continued to push forward to support Chevrolet. And that, like I said, we've tried this before, and it's really been a pathetic attempt at it. And today was a culmination of a lot of hard work and a lot of effort by all the Chevy teams. And I think all those guys, certainly the drivers and the crew chiefs and the team managers, they share in this victory because they were a huge part of that and a huge part of the success today.
Are there any additional questions? We'll go down here to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. What did the wins at Dover and Kansas last year mean to you? As far as the team, you had the one win at the Glen, and then, how much did that solidify you guys as a team and as a team to be reckoned with and everything?
Yeah, I think, to win the championship and to get to Homestead, you've got to be able to win races, and that was the hurdle that we hadn't been able to get over. And yeah, we won the Glen and it was fantastic, but, you've got to win in the playoffs and you've got to win when everybody's on their best game. And I think at both those tracks, we did a really good job and were able to win in crunch time and had really fast cars. And, it kind of stands out to me. I mean, Dover, I just love Dover because, when you win Dover, you've done something. You know that's a really tough, fast track. There's no place to hide. There's no way you can get away with not being on the edge all day. And then that's what kind of remember Dover. And then Kansas, to be honest with you, as much as we had struggled on the mile and a half tracks last year, I didn't feel like there was any way we were going to win a mile and a half track. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And we worked really hard at that mile and a half program and had a test at Kansas, went fantastic, and we were really solid all week and really were in position all day long. So that was what kind of stood out to me about Kansas.
How do you feel about your mile and a half program now?
About like I did last year, Bob. That's between me and you.
All right, Alan, thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.